First unheard message.
Last summer, I had sex in my roommate's bed, and I never told her. Oh, that feels good to get it off my chest. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I still feel guilty, but I felt justified because I know this sounds really stupid, but she always used to eat my Eggo waffles. But I'm sorry. It's like, I know it's not the same thing as having sex in someone's bed, but those were my morning snacks. And I just, if you're going to eat my waffles, I'm going to have sex in your bed. Sorry. And I'm going to be thinking about you eating my waffles the whole time that I'm having sex.
Next message.
My neighbor has these amazing roses in her front lawn, and every time she leaves from work, I take some. I know. I don't know if it's classified as stealing because it's technically like in the front lawn and I'm not really trespassing, but I feel terrible. But I mean, they are really nice.
Next message.
My latest confession is when I pet sit for my coworker, I mostly leave it in the cage. I know it's terrible just because everyone loves their pets. I mean, it's really cute, but I only take it out for bathroom and food breaks. I mean, I'm a grown-up. I have a lot of things to do. And plus, if you're going to leave your pet with someone, I mean, don't go. I don't know. It's your pet, not my responsibility.
Next message.
I let my wife's car insurance lapse a few months ago. Now, I know what you're thinking. Total move. But you know what? The lottery was huge, and I thought, I can't pass this up. This is amazing. And I just got a feeling. You ever get a feeling like that? Like you're just going to win this time? It's like your lucky time. So I spent money on lottery tickets instead of car insurance. So I hope she's driving safely. It'll be fine. I'll sign her up again next month. No big deal.
End of messages.